You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
The Wire.
The vast and harsh impacts of Aotearoa dealing with its worst flood and worst cyclone in history within just 2 weeks of each other has led to stronger calls than ever for strong and long-lasting climate policy. Climate Minister James Shaw has been a particularly vocal candidate, claiming that the government has spent too much time bickering about whether or not the crisis is real or not, which has led to the issues that we are currently struggling with. To learn more about the links between the climate crisis and the extreme weather events, I spoke to Dighty Stone, a climate scientist from NIWA. He first ran over how much cause and effect there was between global warming and the crazy weather.
I think one thing to realize is that this is partly a freak. We've got a La Nina happening, which happens occasionally. That's very hot water in the eastern tropical Pacific around Indonesia. Sorry, that's western tropical Pacific around Indonesia. And when that happens, there's lots of thunderstorms which push air out and affect the winds all around the world, really, but particularly around here in New Zealand. It tends to push a tropical air our way. So this was actually kind of seen in the seasonal forecast that it would be a wet summer for the north, but the extent of it, of course, hadn't been expected. So that said, I mean, there are aspects of it when you get this sort of circulation where our warming world probably has had an influence. One of them is that the water is warmer, so it's more keen to evaporate the water into the air, and the air itself is warmer as well and able to hold more water. So it comes along, and when it hits the mountains of New Zealand and releases it, there's much more water to come out now.
While these are freak events, as you said, could we still expect more of these to be taking place?
The question of whether we can expect more or not is one we're really not quite sure about right now. What we can expect is that when they occur, they'll be more intense. So that's, I think, what we're seeing right now. I think we can pretty confidently say that this event is more intense than it would have been. The rainfall that we've been getting is more intense than it if we hadn't been interfering with the climate. But whether the event would have been more like this wet summer would have been more or less likely is a harder one to say.
There has also been recent, more separate reports reconfirming the ice caps around the world are melting, continuing at a worrying rate. Does this link to the severity and frequency of the recent weather events?
Well, it's part of the whole story of climate change driven by humans. We're warming the planet, and one of those effects is that the ice is going to melt, and there will be less of it in the winter when it's there around the sea. So it is part of the whole story of what we're doing to the climate. As my colleague Sam Dean likes to say, we're doing an uncontrolled experiment with this planet right now. Some of it we can kind of understand and predict what's going to happen, but there will be some surprises in store as well.
Is there anything that we can do at this rate to try and stop the climate change from causing such vast destruction, or at least do anything to minimize the scale?
Well, reducing emissions, that's something that the entire world has to do collectively. So that we don't go down a path where these things get even more severe and more intense. We've got, but the climate change, the climate system is a bit of a flywheel. So we do have some climate change locked in already, no matter what we do. But closer to home, start preparing for disasters. I think one thing that we've seen over the past few years, actually, is, I mean, New Zealand's prone to a lot of climate, of weather, extreme types of weather. So being ready for that in our vulnerable communities, just being prepared for these sorts of things, building up resilience just even in a world without climate change, as we meet more events like this.
What steps are scientists, including those at NEO, are currently taking to understand these events better?
We've got a number of projects going on. For instance, there's one funded by EMBI called the Fakuhura Project, which is particularly looking at how extreme weather has been affected by climate change in New Zealand, and how it will change over the coming couple of decades. I think one of the things to realize is that we are in a different climate now than we actually think we are in, because most of what we think of our climate is actually from, say, the past 30, 40 years, which is from a time that was different. We had fewer greenhouse gases in the air. We're in a different time now. We're transitioning continually into a warmer world. So to realize how these sorts of extremes are changing around the country. A lot of it involves simulating weather and climate on computers. A lot of it involves talking with communities and companies and agencies around the country, understanding what are the aspects that are most that they're most vulnerable to, that they're most exposed to, they should be most concerned about.
And is it likely that we should try and expect either colder and more harsh weather for the upcoming winter months, or could we perhaps see a switch where those months tend to be maybe a bit warmer than usual?
These days, it's pretty safe to say we're going to get a season that's warmer than usual. It's a good bet. Could get a colder one. I haven't seen the seasonal forecast right now, but it's, as I said, usual is for a climate that, you know, covers the past 30 years, which was cooler than we're in now. So the warmer than usual is actually kind of the norm. Just I hope for everyone in the affected areas that they're coming out of it intact. And the best of luck.
That was NIWA climate scientist Daiti Stone chatting about the links between the climate crisis and the recent extreme weather events across Tamaki Makaurau and Te Ika a Maui.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.